Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, here is State Representative Todd Stevens. Representative, thank you. Thanks for calling in today. What are you thinking about this bulletproof glass situation?
But Dom, this is absolutely insane. I have several Asian Americans in my community that I represent out in Montgomery County who own businesses down in Philadelphia, and some of their folks contacted me and said, "This is, you know, explain to me what was going on." And I actually didn't believe it at first.
It's insane.
And,
it is.
You know, I was before coming to the State House, I was a prosecutor in Montgomery County, and I prosecuted a bunch of Philadelphia thugs who came out to Montgomery Township and murdered a Korean-American business owner who owned a business in Center City, Philadelphia. Bludgeoned him to death in his own garage in front of his family. And, you know, I've seen firsthand the harm that can come to people who want to rob you. And, you know, the fact that these business owners are just trying to protect themselves and their families and their property is... It's just insane to me that city council would even contemplate something.
So what are you noodling? I hear from the bird that flew into the window, you're talking with them, and it's somebody we really admire, and we know your record, too. What are you thinking at the state level you might be able to do?
Well, look, I mean, I'm still hopeful that city council is going to shoot down this, you know, this ridiculous proposal.
I will tell you they're not. I would take that. Well, I'll bet you a dinner at a favorite place out there in Montgomery County. They're not. So,
Well, that, you know, that would be unfortunate. But look, then, you know, we'll take action, and I'll introduce legislation at the state level. I'm not sure if it'll be through the liquor code or through the building code or a standalone act. But, you know, I've already asked our staff to start taking a look at different options to address this should city council go down this dangerous path.
Okay. Here, I think this could be helpful. Gaia had on, and I went back and went through OSHA documents. OSHA, in their documents, says if you're in neighborhoods, high crime, and there's a lot of suggestion to protect the OSHA now, your workers' representative, put in bulletproof glass, hurdles, plexiglass. They actually, OSHA, the federal government, actually says this.
Well, so it's nice to, I know you had Senator Toomey on. I know he's doing a lot of great work in D.C., but it's nice to hear that in this instance, the federal government might have some policies that might help us.
It's an indicator, is it not, that how out of bounds this whole thing is?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, and clearly when you go to worker safety, you know, OSHA's sitting there saying, look, this is something that's critical to help protect workers.
And, right.
You know, what's amazing to me is, I don't want to get too far into this and academic on it, but, you know, governments were created to protect people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is government doing exactly the opposite. You know, this is government putting people in harm's way. You know, look, and what's interesting is, what's the alternative for these business owners, right? They could arm themselves, and, you know, we could have a shootout every time someone comes in to rob them, or they can just take this simple measure of putting some you know, protective provisions in place to help protect themselves and their property and their family and avoid all that. But, you know, city council, I guess if they prefer, you know, shootouts at every grocery store in the city of Philadelphia, then, you know, that's what they're gunning for, no pun intended.
Exactly.
Type of an approach. I just think it's completely, I'm just dumbfounded at the fact that...
I hear you. Look, I'm very glad that you're on this, and you called the right office, too. I don't want to reveal your private stuff there, because that person is excellent, and I know your record, too. So please, keep us in the circle, and we have a lot of expertise that's built up that might be helpful to you as far as the public and some of the stuff we've been able to churn out. Be happy to partner with you. I'm convinced they're going to vote for this, maybe like double digits they'll get in Philadelphia City Council this coming Thursday.
Well, that's a shame. I hope the residents of Philadelphia contact their council members and you know, explain to them just how wrong it is for a government to prevent people from protecting themselves and their properties and their families.
I hear you. But to be continued, thank you for jumping on this. I'm very glad you jumped in today, Representative.
Hey, thank you for your leadership on it, Dom. We'll be in touch. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.